This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on an official visit to Poland, will hold delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw today. The two leaders are expected to review bilateral relationship and exchange views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides will also offer an opportunity to explore other avenues. Mr. Modi will also call on President of Poland, Andrzej Duda. Prior to that, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be accorded ceremonial welcome. He will also lay wreath at Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He will also interact with business leaders and Polish influencers. In Andhra Pradesh, death toll has reached 17 in yesterday's reactor explosion at Essentia Pharma Company in Achutapuram SEZ of Ankapalli district. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has announced that a high-level investigation would be conducted to determine the cause of the accident, with strict action to be taken against the factory management if found negligent. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed her condolences over the loss of lives. In a social media post, the President expressed that she is deeply anguished to know about the loss of lives in the incident. The President extended wishes for speedy recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed distress over the deaths. In a social media post, the Prime Minister's office announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has asked the social media platforms operating in India to comply with the recent Supreme Court order related to the identity of the deceased in Arjikar Medical College incident. The Supreme Court in its order has directed that all references to the name of the deceased along with photographs and video clips depicting the deceased be promptly removed from all social media platforms and electronic media. In the wake of the recent case of sexual assault of 2 minor girls in a private school in Ghatkopar in Thane district of Maharashtra, the state government yesterday approved the appointment of an administrator. The government resolution, or GR, has also been issued, making new arrangements to ensure the safety of school students in the backdrop of recent incidents. The GR mandates the installation of CCTV cameras at all prime locations in all the schools across the state within a period of 1 month. Schools have been directed to be extremely vigilant while appointing employees via third parties or on a contractual basis and get them verified by the police following the due process. In Assam, the Cabinet approved a bill yesterday to abolish the Assam Muslim Marriages and Divorce Registration Act and rules of 1935, which allowed underage marriages under specific conditions. Earlier this year, the State Cabinet decided to abolish the Act, and yesterday's meeting authorized the repealing bill required to implement this decision. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma stated that the Cabinet has taken a significant step to ensure justice for the daughters and sisters of Assam by adding additional safeguards against child marriage. The new bill will be tabled in the Assembly in the next session. The Jawaharlal Nehru Planetarium in Bengaluru has planned several events to celebrate the National Space Day tomorrow in recognition of India's soft landing Chandrayaan 3 Vikram lander in the South Polar region of Moon. Apart from the exhibits, the planetarium is also planning a lecture on the Moon and another on the exciting journey of Chandrayaan 3. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over the east, west, northwest and central parts of the country during the next 4 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely in some parts of the South Peninsula region during the next 7 days. IMD said that a low-pressure area over North Bangladesh is likely to cause isolated very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura during the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, Delhi and its adjoining parts witnessed very light rainfall during early morning. Khelo India's Asmita Yogasan League East Zone will begin at Patliputra Sports Complex in Patna, Bihar today. The 3-day East Zonal League will conclude on 24th of August. Bihar Yogasan Sports Association is hosting the league for the first time. 500 women players from East Zone states will take part in the league. And that is the end of this news bulletin.